I was going to ask you if you, I thought maybe you might.
I've heard lots of them say black.
Mm-hmm. I thought since he put all that stuff in it, he might tell them he wants some cream and sugar with a little coffee in it.
Like, I would, but I'd tell them I want some sugar and cream in.
Yeah. Do you have, I was wondering if, you know, like Aunt Emma, we always tease her. We say that she gets a lot of cream and a very little coffee. She just drinks.
That's the way Bert does.
I'll have a little sugar and cream in my coffee.
Oh, that's really
good. I'm not old enough to drink it yet.
Too old. That's what's the matter with you.
Oh, that's funny. And so you drink it, of course, I guess now they really drink it with milk instead of cream. They don't
have
cream.
Half
and half.
Oh, that's what, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I buy half and half every time I go to the grocery store for that.
We use lots of that during strawberry time here.
Oh, you do?
Got through a strawberry.
Bert likes that on, or likes sugar and cream on everything nearly eats, and I don't want no cream on my berries.
Hey, I guess you kind of get to run into some problems that way. If you like the cream and she doesn't, you have to fix it separate. Well, this is just another expression people might use. Like if you saw somebody that you hadn't seen for quite a while, you saw him in town, and you might say, well, guess who I ran
into?
Yeah. And then if you gave your son the same name as your brother, you'd say, well, we named him...
Be Junior.
Mm-hmm. And if no, well, that'd be like like your husband. But if you named your son the same name as your brother, you'd say that you named him... in reference to your brother, you named him your son. Well, I was meaning, would you say after your brother, or?
Yeah.
You'd put it something like that. That's what. Well, I noticed when I came up here that there was a ferocious looking beast came running up, and I got out and I thought, oh boy, and I just expected to start barking, you know?
Dog,
yeah.
Dog.
And I saw it and I thought, and it looked so ferocious, it was so big, and then it got up there and it just wagged its tail, you know, it didn't do it.
And you wouldn't bite nothing on a biscuit.
Is that all? Because I was going to say, I have a dog too, and I wasn't afraid, because if you have a dog, you're not so afraid of them, you know, and everything, but... I don't know, did you ever hear of people that had dogs that, I guess they'd have to be mean ones, but they would want them to attack another dog or a person?
I've heard of people that would teach them that.
Mm-hmm. What would they say to them to get them to?
No, I don't know.
Well, it'd be different ways of training him. Maybe some of them would just hiss him, or others would just talk to him like you and I are talking, and say, get him.
Mm-hmm. Something like that, yeah. Now, what would you call a dog that's a mixed breed dog? It's all different breeds, all no one particular one.
I don't know, only just dog.
Yeah. And,
Well, you'd say he's a collie, or he's a Newfoundland dog.
I was meaning if it was a kind that wasn't, you couldn't tell what it was.
Honey,
you know,
he's a mixed breed.
The mixed
she said.
Breed.
Well, yeah.
That'd be a. Something. Well, what about one of those little noisy, little bitty dogs that barks, yapping kind of dogs?
One of these little house dogs.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. In fact, fox terriers are what I have. Mm-hmm. They bark all the time. Have you ever heard them called a feist?
Yeah.
That type dog called a feist. Feist dog? Yeah, I never even heard that. And somebody called my dog Feist dog one time, and I didn't know what it meant, you know. And my dog is kind of bad to bite. I don't know. She doesn't hurt anybody, but she goes for people's ankles.